Aynen.
Paula.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
This is a scheduled class, isn't
I'm sorry, what?
This is a scheduled class, right?
Yes, at 9 o'clock. Well, it's 9 o'clock my time.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Gedulat Yemimcha. All of it, you top study. Kabel Rinat on Kasavenu Taharenu. Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Evava Shamre Yutashin Barhem Taharen Rakame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Zadi Taf Gimel Kasim Kadosh Vero Tuha Naev Adata Petsufet Tet Vulayim Yachid Gea Ramcha Pune Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelam Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Dalumo Shintufal Dadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseal Un Wafesha, V'chatsa'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parasha of Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is Pasuk 29. And I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkin Te, Bitki, Lurki, Mood, Hilo, Uki, Lurki, Mood. Leyakda l'shem yudhei b'vavhe yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeh v'menei aleinu ma'asei yadeh v'menei Rabbi Abba Amar b'kam atar tane nam d'kucha Barichu koma de'aved le'ela w'tata Kolaihu kishot v'ovada v'kishot Eid lach mila b'alma v'vayei barnash V'tach yaleya mineya lanhaga Be'ya kelana de'hakulu ovada Big shout inun we call it the reef the alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first one we are studying is 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon vayichal v'yavo ha-melech liroto vayomer Amnon el ha-melech tavo Natamar ot achoti u'labed l'me'ene jutei l'vivot v'yevre mi'ada.
The second verse that connects to this energy is the bowing to Hashem is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tashrin Ayin Tet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each.
Chatati Odiacha Wavoni loti piti. Amartio de ale pishai. Radonai de wahe yatan fata. Awon fatati bela. The year 5777 is the next energy we connect to. This is the energy of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Lamentations, it's chapter 52. Sod saduni katsipo yogai sinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to create satskiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create diryam, which translates as a sea of tunants. The second verse that we study that connects to the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asiten ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to it. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot vayehaskun achechem ha'levim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitgachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wa la me, hey hey hey, aka ah, re ka ka. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu va Adonai, yo he wa he, ade ad ki bia. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, sur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death breath. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim asher yitchabe sham v'shaltem elai el nachum v'halakti ichem. Wechayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti, o tov b'kol
word is from Job also. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegel ola netzah yov ebroah yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of the Middle East. There's only one verse connecting to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ali Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ba'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. Due to the Zohar class tonight, we're going to scan the 72 names. All I will do is mention the row number. Row 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the last row. Now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, connect in the same way through scanning. Row 1. Row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, and row 9. The Tzaddikim who left this, believe it's the 18th day, and Rabbi David of Dinov, Rabbi Meir Yechiel Halberstadt, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfels. Rabbi Yehud Wald, Rabbi Shmuel Engel, Rabbi Yitzhak Kilish, known as the Amshinover Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Yopin. In the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Zohar class. It's found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, is a landing page for all of the Tzaddikim that are mentioned. We will be starting at Pasuk 51 of Section 5. Tahatsi kad kaima shata diruta kamye sud shabrihu liachada rati macha ila'a birti kat alimecha ve Olachad kiden kalav nafik mehahu atari la'a kadisha Shakti Kreshamayim Vikanish Polilain Kidishin Tiltata Vikalinun Rivravan Kadishin Umishirian Ilayin Lemeheve Kohuhu Zeminin Kachada Hahidiktiv Vayikhel Moshe Darazad Shamayim Etkol Ilayin Lemeheve Kohuhu Zeminin Kachada Hahidiktiv Vayachael Moshe Daraza Dishamayim Ed Kol Aret Adat Bnei Yisrael Ileni Nun Teri Sar Mashir Yan Ilayim Kadishin. The translation, come and see. When it is a time of goodwill before the Holy One, blessed be He, to unite the supernal chariot with the lower chariot so that they would become one, a voice issues from the uppermost holy place, which is called heaven, Zeranpin, and gathers all those who are holy down below, namely the righteous in this world. All the holy ministers, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, and all the upper hosts, the angels, so that all would be ready together. This is the meaning of, and Moses gathered. Moses is the secret of heaven, of Zeranpin. All the congregation of the children of Israel, these are the 12 upper holy hosts, which are the lower chariot, upon which Malchut rides. And they lift Malchut to be united with Zeranpin. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, the pasuk becomes clear as it is written. Pasuk 52. Vayomer alehem umay kamar. Ze hadavar gomer kehu meit itchem teruma itakanu kuhum besalta alaiku umektal alaiku yikara dekursi ayo Kadisha l'salka l'eila. The translation. And he said to them, what did it say? He say, this is the thing. Take from among you an offering, which means prepare yourself, all of you, to bear and carry upon you the honor of the holy throne, which is Malchut. To raise it to Zeranpin. My commentary. This pasuk needs clarification. Who is the he and what did he say? You is the lower you, and this is this applying to the lower or as expressed in pasuk 51, only the upper levels and angels? Pasuk 53. Afrishu minayku inun yakirin inun rabrabin ilayin lesalka lehayyo teruma razad dekursiyayo Kadisha le'itcha bera Bahavahan deha Batronita La'itcha zeh
le me pe le va la Ela beinun betu tan olem ha'a Sietun ima undaberan la'al demetah demateat Devala kimadiat amar betu lot acharen ha Reutea ugomer, vipalta lamala mete, le itha bira bivala. The translation. Allocate from among you the honored, the elevated ministers, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, to raise this offering, who is the secret of the Holy Throne, Malchut, to be united with the patriarchs, who are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, of Zeranpin. And it is not meet that the matron, Malchut, comes to her husband, or resounds comes to her husband unescorted by virgin maidens, who come from her, with her, and conduct her to her husband, Zeranpin. As is said, these are virgins, her companions that follow her. Wherefore all that? To bring her to join her husband, which is Zeranpin. My commentary. Who is or are the virgin maidens? Without this information, the pasuk is not clear. Pasuk 54. Kol d'div libo ileni nun arba Mashir yan ilayim Diva bichlala dilal hon Kililan kol inun sha'ar Mashir yan V'yayilen v'inun Dinachan, Vavachan, Allah, Alain, the Igrun, the Divit, Vim, Yamadiuk Muha, Victim, Karuha, Nadivehan, Alaina Vahan. The translation, whoever is of a willing heart, the word is nadiv, refers to the four hosts of high angels that come from Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, or of Malchut. In them are included all the other hosts, namely the 12 hosts, since each of the four hosts consists of three hosts. They are altogether their 12. And those who come out of the high patriarchs, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, are called nobles. As we stated, that is, it is written about the well, that the nobles of Nedivyeh, the people, delved. Nobles refers to the fathers. My commentary. This word verse is explaining various code words. Rabbi Ashlag's comments are needed to clarify the meanings. Pasuk 55.
Yaviha yaviudha lakiti vela yaviha liyachada kola Kachada v'kein yavi yo Lakiti v'la Uvi ha'eha l'salka L'alagabe b'ala V'kara kimadi itz terich Et terumat Hashem
et leaska'a, polinum nishir yan, ilayin acharanin, ve'itcha b'ra, orla tachada, ve'inun tirei sar. A'eilin, na damin, ve'orot tefashin, va'atei shetin, v'shemen l'me'or, u'shamayim l'shemen. Hamishtcha, v'liktioret, ha'samim mileninun, t'reisar ma'ashich, Mashir yan ilayin diklilan Guhu kachada bekalala Yar ba v'yikrun Tayot hakodesh kimad atbar The translation. Yes, it is written, he will bring it. The Hebrew word is yadiyaha, and not they will bring it. And says, he will bring it, which is in the singular, indicating the unifying of everything into one. That is to say, the male and female principles. And it also does not say he will bring, the Hebrew word is yavi, but he will bring it. Yaviyaha, to indicate Malchut, which is called an offering, to be given to her husband honorably as is proper, an offering to Hashem. The particular et before an offering comes to add all the other hosts of angels, so that everything should be united into one, to make 12 hosts into one, which are gold and silver and brass, and blue, and purple and scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skin dyed red, and badger skins, and acacia wood, and oil for the light, and spices for the inland. Spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, which are the 12 kinds. These are the highest of the 12 hosts that are included in these four, which are called the holy living creatures. For each living creature consists of three. So together there are 12. My commentary. The 12 tribes of Israel relate to these 12 items donated. The one-to-one relationship relates to the Sephirot. Can you determine which item goes with which tribe and with which Sephirot? Pasuk 56. Leku ilain saokin lekur seyayo Kanisha liala lalela Lalela Beitcha berab lala begin lemecheve Kol achad begin diyishtekach Ima bekara ila'a Kedain yativ malka ila'a Al kursayayo Kadisha li'it habira Ita v'vala L'mecheve kola chad v'kad ukdain Ihu chad ched vavta v'kola translation. And all of them ascend to the Holy Throne, which is Malchut, who picks her up to be united with her husband, Zerampin, so that all becomes one, and that he be with her in the holy glory. Then the Supreme King sits on the Holy Throne, and his wife is united with her husband, Malchut with Zerampin, so that everything goes, that everything would be one. Then everyone rejoices. My commentary says that this verse is clear as written. I'm going to call the class at this place because I can't keep my eyes open, and it's doing a disservice as I wander around. Does anybody have any questions so far? We will finish this section tomorrow rather than the Tikkuni Zohar.
Sleep well and be of good health.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hey, shalom. Thank you.